Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Mem Aleph, and we are on Mem Amid Bey. It's a couple of lines from the bottom. Again, back in Eretz Yisrael, tomorrow's daf Beth Hashem will be up from the last cycle, and then Beth Hashem, daf Mem Gimel or so, we'll continue straight again on a regular schedule. Okay, Mem Amid Bey's, three lines from the bottom. Amar Ula. So we're discussing various issues relating to Bedikos and Chakiros, the different types of questions that are asked by the Bezdin to the Edim. So we are up to Amar Ula. Minayin l'hasra min haTorah, relating to the issues of what we asked the Edim. Part of the what we asked the Edim we just mentioned in the Brisa was Hisrei Sembo. Did you give hasra? Were they makabel the hasra? Were they matu themselves l'misa? The Brisa said, did they accept the hasra? Did they accept it and do the action to kedei dibur? Right. All these are the details. So says the Gemara. Amar ula minayin l'hasra min haTorah. How do I know that one has to give hasra mida araisa? Interesting that we even need a makar for this. One might say that you don't need a makar. Of course, obviously, if you don't know that the Edim don't know that he thought it was Usser, Bemezid, so then it's not a, it shouldn't be an issue, but the Gemara requires a Makar. There are some halachos that one might say doesn't need a Makar. Well, we've mentioned often the Tshuva of the Maharik. The Maharik writes, quoted in the Rama in the end of Ibn Ezer, in the halachas of Isra Labaila, the Marik says, by a case of Omer Mutter, the woman is still Asur Labaila. If a woman says, oh, I didn't know that it's Asur to be Mizana Tachas Baila, I didn't know it was Asur, the Marik says that's still a merit, that's still a ma'al, and therefore one wouldn't be able to have that excuse to prevent the Isra Labaila. The language of the Maharik in Shoresh Kuf Samach Zayin, Lanias Daiti, Nira De Ein Lazu Din Shogeges, Lahatira Labaila. This is not called Shogeg. The Kibachim is Kavenis Limo Ma'al Bi'isha. She has Kavana to violate her husband, even if it's not violating God. Violate her husband, Umizana Tachtov, Taloksiv Ish Ish Kisista Ishta Umala Ma'al Bashem. Tilushtama Dafka Bimachavenis L'Isser. Elamabo Mala Bo Ma'al Ksiv. And therefore, it's not totally on the kavana of the knowledge of the Isser, right? It's just the act itself. And then he even says at the end, O Nira, in that same shuva, a different topic, but in the same shuva, O Nira Laneas Daiti, Lohavi Raya, the Alkarchach, Ena Dara Tali, Bakavana Se Isser. It's not totally on the kavana of the Isser, Kadesha Nomar, Tehechadolon is Kavanis La Isser, Kadegochalo Yada Shish Isser, Bedav Shebu Teres La Baila. Right? It doesn't have to have kavana. Even if you don't think you're doing an Avera, what's the example that he gives? Megillah Tasvav, Kasher Avadati Avadati, Esther Amalka, Kasher Avadati Mebe. What do you see from there? Then now she's going to become an Eseres on Mordechai. Wait a minute. She was doing a mitzvah, says the Maharik. There's nothing wrong with what Esther did. Obviously, she had Ruach HaKodesh, right? Lavsha Malchus, Lavsha Ruach HaKodesh, Ela Mitzvah Ramba, Asta Shehit Silo Kol Yisrael. She had an amazing mitzvah. V'chalil v'achas lomar, Shetishre Ruach HaKodesh Mikoch Maisa Shel Gnai. If there was anything wrong, she obviously would not have been zocha to the Ruach HaKodesh. Lo tekezos be Yisrael, Ela Adaraba, Pshitu Pshita, Shasta Mitzvah Rabba Ma'od. She obviously did a great mitzvah over Pratakarka, Ola Maisa. And then he even compares this to Ya'el, Ya'el, Eishas Chevra Keni, the same thing. Shibcha Kasav Maisa Sisra. The Gemara talks about Aveir Lishma in Nazir Daf Chav Gimel. And she did Maisa Kabiosimaosimavos, right? The bios that she did. It was Lashem Shemayim. So, even though they did it L'mitzvah, still Neseras Abayla, because of the Maisa itself by definition. That's the Maharik. And again, a large discussion that we've had in the past relating to that, relating to these issues. But either way, relating to our issue, Hasra is needed for the punishment, for an Onesh. Issul Abayla is not really an Onesh. It's just a parallel to what exactly comes out of the action. So in any case, the Gemara asks, what is the makar for Hasra? So Shanaema, the Pasuk says, V'ish ashi yikach es achoso, basa viva vasimo, v'ro aser basa. A man is with his sister, basa vasimo, and sees his erva, her erva. Atu b'ri'iyah talya milsa, is the iser tali on ri'iyah, Ella, no, it's not just Re'ia. Re'ia is might be an inappropriate behavior, but it's not going to create Isser Kares. Ella Ache Yarehu Tamo Shaldavar. Until he is shown the Isser, the Tamo Shaldavar. Right? You don't need the, for the Isser Kares, you don't need this issue of Hasra. It may no Indian Lakares. If it's not regarding Kares, why? Because after all, Rashi says, Takami Shmaya Galyim Shogig Hu Emez. And Hashem knows that the person is Bemezer to Beshogig. So you don't need Hasra for Kares. So Taneu Inyan Lamalkus. So that's why you use this Makar, this Isser Pasik for Malkus. Pasuk source number one. The Bechizkio Tana Vachiyazid Ish Areu Lahargo Ba'arma Shehisrubo Va'adayin Hu Mezid. Source number two. The Bechizkio says Mezid Yazid. Rashi says it's Lashon Asid. Right? That's still Mezid even after having been warned. That is the Makar for requiring Hasra. That's a Rashi in the second shot. Vimhizin lo nomar ela v'chi yazid. Mashba tamidu bizdono. Zeikar Rashi says. Number three. Dever bishmal tana. Hamotzim oso makoshesh eitzim. Shehisru bo va'adayinu makoshesh. Right, the makoshesh, the one who did the act of malacha, different deus in Masechta Shabbos, what exactly was the iser, which malacha, but he was being makoshesh. Shehisru bo, they warned him, and he's still makoshesh. Va'adayinu makoshesh. He's still being makoshesh. Right, in present tense. See, the Ron Air asks, how can you use a makar from the makoshesh? Wasn't that a horasha? Right, it was a special din that I'm going to learn a halacha ladoros. V'im Tamar asked the Ron, "Varmina ba'alma makoshesh harasha." He says, "Shalohi yodim beizem misa." They didn't know which misa. So I can use that as a makar for asra. Yishlomer says the Ron, "The afagav de lo yadu beizem misa mikol makom hisru bostam." Even they didn't know there was hasra given. Sheyesh misa b'mechalal Shabbos. They warned him for Misa. Again, this gets into the issue that we discussed earlier. We had a machlokas tanam. Do you have to mention which Isser? Or, as long as you mention that it is Chayim Misa, that is enough. Either way, the Ron says, we can extend that, even though part of it was a Harasha. Remember the discussion that we had about Makoshesh in Yesh Nochlin, right? Where we have the Tosas that discussed the quote of the Medrash about Slavcha, that Slavcha was the Makoshesh, and really, he sinned L'Shem Shemayim. The Tosas quote says, in Kuf Yud Tesma Bezim Baal Basra, L'Shem Shemayim Niskavein, Shehayom Rim, Slavcha, the Makoshesh, right, wanted to prevent Bnei Yisrael from thinking something that was inappropriate. Shahaya Omer Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael said to themselves, "Kivish enigzer aleim shaloli kanis la'aretz mimaisa meraglim." Once they knew that they weren't going into Eretz Yisrael because of the meraglim, shuv ein muchiyav b'mitzvahs. So forget it, no more mitzvahs. We're not going into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem has forgotten us, and He doesn't want us anymore. He has rejected us. So Bnei Yisrael had that impression. They don't have to keep Shabbos anymore. They don't have to do the mitzvahs. Amad v'chilal Shabbos. So what did he do? He got up and was v'chalal Shabbos. Kedei sheyehareg v'yirachirim. He was moser nefesh, literally, so that he would be killed. Others, right, he couldn't prevent himself and say he did it for this reason. That's dvarm shebalei v'enim dvarm. And the Edom didn't know. Kedei sheyehareg, and we know from here that he was given hasra. But he did it so that he would be killed v'yirachirim, and others would see and know that one has to keep Shabbos. So the Marsha there says, how could he do this? How could he do a chilul Shabbos daraisa just for la obviously avir l'shma, like, but it's like Yael? So the Marsha says, a much discussed Marsha. The Marsha says maybe it was a malacha shenitzricha lagufa. Why would it be a malacha shenitzricha lagufa? Right? What is it in a lagufa? You did a mamish whatever the act was. The answer is no. It might be in a lagufa because the reason he was doing it was not because he wanted to be machal Shabbos, but because he wanted to teach Klal Yisrael the idea that the halacha still stands and the halacha is still binding, and that's why he did it. Which many achronim deal with. What, every time you do something not for you want it, if a guy puts a gun to my head and says, "Be machal Shabbos or I'll kill you," right? So in that case, right, that's the malacha shenitzricha l'gufa, because I'm only doing it because the guy is forcing me. If somebody is sick, right, they're only doing the malacha because they're sick, but they wouldn't want to do it. So that Marsha, Ramosha has a tshuva about this, but that's where it starts from, with that Tosfos in Baal Masra, and the Marsha about Makoshesh. There's one other ha'ara on this, the Panim Yafos, the Hafla in Parsha Shlach, discusses the Chiddush of this Gemara, that Mekoshesh, he was still being Mekoshesh, so the Chiddush is that the Hasra was given in the middle of the Malacha. In the middle of Malacha, that's when the Hasra was given. So now it depends which Malacha was being done. Right, different days in Shabbos, right, which Malacha was it? Was it the Maver Dalan Amos Berushas Arabim? Was it Kotzer? Was it Ma'amer? But each one of these, says the Panim Yafos, one has to suggest that the Malacha the Hasra was given in the middle, and the Chiddush is that it can be given in the middle. So, for example, Dalet Amos Perushas Arabim, the Akira was done after the Hasra. But that's good enough. Tzarech Lomar, Linyimai Kasva Torah, Shekvar Hiskulios Makoshish, Kodem Hasra, Venire, the Lamanda Amar Mavra Dalet Amos Perushas Arabim, have, according to that opinion, Kamash Malankra, what's the Chiddush of the Pasik? The Avagav Shehisru Bola Achar Shehev Yishteyamos Shelo Yigmar Hamalacha Havi Asra. That's still Asra. Ha'af Shebitchilo Haya Akira Below Asra. Mikamakom Kivet Shehisru Bola Asos Hanacha Miyad Kodem Gamar Dalet Amos. He was warned that you should stop. Don't do more. Havi Asra. That's good enough. Or Kotzer. Kotzer and Ma'amir both have Shi'urim for the minimum amount that your usher, you get the owner's daraisa. So do we here. Demayr Shisru bo la'achar shehitzcha liksar konim shagamar ha-shi'ur. Ava'achar asra, gamar shi'ur ha-malacha. Hamalacha chayiv, and he continues about Ma'amer too. That's the chiddush. Hisru b'toch hashir nami avasra kain nira li. That's how he interprets this this gemara. Okay, that was all. Has makar number three. Next, be Rebbe Tana al devar asher ina al iske dibur al devar. Right, the pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze. Devar is a lashon of dibur, so we also learn from there hasra. Vitzriyachin, you need all these makaris. You have the first makar by Chayvei Krisus, and the other makaris by Chayvei Mises Bestin. The ikad rechmad achoso. If you only had the first one, the isra of achoso, hava mina Chayvei Malkus in Chayvei Mises lo. Malkus goes with karis. Right, so I would have thought only chiyav karis. Requires, and Karis obviously not just Hashem doesn't need Asra, but the Malkus that's related to that Pasuk, that's when you need Asra, because it's not as Chomor of an Avera. But Chayvei Misos, maybe you don't need Asra. You're going to punish him without Asra. Chayvei Misos lo, Katzav Rachmana ki Yazid. So he says, no, that's why you need ki Yazid. Because Rachmana v'chi Yazid, hava minahani mili Sayif to kill. Maybe only the lower level, Sayif, right, that's, as we'll talk about later in the Masechta. Ava Skila da Chamurei Malo, maybe Skila we would kill even without Asra. Sricha, no, that's why you even need it by Skila, right? The question is, though, now you have two, right? You have Skila by both. You have Mokoshesh, which is Shabbos, and you have Nara Marasa. Vitarti ben Eskalon Lamali. So you already need two for Skila. So Rabbi Shimon, Lasuyin is Ruffin. Rabbi Shimon, who says Sreifa is Chamura, as we'll see, as we saw already once, to include Sreifa, even Chayvin is Ruffin, which is the most Chamur, requires Asra, L'Rabbanan, Mil Sadasi V'Kal V'Chomer, Tarach V'Kasav L'Akra. And according to the Rabbanan, sometimes, even if you would have known it from a Kal V'Chomer, right, we have to say it, you have to have it again, as we've discussed, we had this principle on yesterday's daf, right, that the, Einon Shimon Adin is based on logic, it's based on Svara, we saw that from the Imre Emes, so that's why it has to repeat it. V'Lichta Rachmana bin Iskalin, V'Lei Suhana V'Ligru Minei, so why doesn't you just write it bin Iskalin, and then you can learn it from, according to what we hold, that Skila is most Chamur? Hachanami, Milsa Asbika Vachomer, Tarach Vakasav La Kras. That's why you would say that also. Period, that's the Hasra element of the Brisa that we just quoted. Hisrei Simbo, that we got into Hasra. Next line, was he Matirat Smolamisa? He says, I'm an Askade, I know, I'm doing it anyway. And if I do this, I'm going to be Chayav Misa, right? I'm Anas Kain Ani Oseh, right? Hitra Asmola Misa, Minolad, how do we know we need that? You could warn him, he could stare at you in the face, and then he could do it anyway. So he heard it, but if he doesn't say it, Beferish, I'm Anas Kain Ani Oseh, so it's not going to be considered a good Hasra L'Chayav. Again, this is why it is so hard, as we know, the Mishnah Maseches Makos, the end of the first parak. It's so hard for Bezdin to kill somebody, because, number one, who would do an act in front of two witnesses? Number two, who would do it after being warned, and say, I'm an Askin on Yosef. That's what the Mishnah says. How often did Bezdin put somebody to death? Once every 70 years, as the Mishnah says in Makos on Dav Zayin. Right? It's very, very unusual. But again, that's what we'll get into a concept called the Kippah a little bit later. But again, as one goes through this Pesachta and goes through the Pesukim in the Torah, you see Chiyah Misa, Chiyah Misa, Chiyah Misa. So a lot of that is like, oh, Bezdin's always killing people. No, the Chumras Ha'avera is emphasized, but Lamaisa, the killing, did not happen very often. Says the Gemara, how do you know you need Matar Aspa Lamisa? Minalan Amar Rava, Vite Mechizkia, Amar Kra, Yumas Hames, Achi Yatar Atzmo Lamisa. Yumas Hames, The Yad Ramah says it's just an extra word, but Rashi says it means Yumas Hames. The mace is already Humas. He's already considered dead. So he already killed himself, basically, with his words. He was Mater Atzmo Lemisa. And without that, we will not put him to death. The Rambam says, even though we're not going to kill him, unless he's Mater Atzmo Lemisa, we are going to give him Malkus. The Rambam says, Malkus Martus. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Hey, Misha Avar Alisar Kare, so Misa's Bezdin, Vihisrubo. What if you give him Asra? Vihirchen Barosho. And he shook his head. He shook his head as if yes. Oshasak velokibelo asra. Oh, he didn't say a word. Ain harganoso. Kamosha biarno. You cannot kill him. Ain malkinoso. And if it was for Malkus, we cannot give him Malkus. But chazar va'asakein, if he did it again, the history above Erechen Barosho, Oshasak, he did it twice. Ain mamisadoso, ain malkinoso. Same thing. Chazar pam shlishis va'avar, if he did it three times. Again, you can't kill him, but there, kotzinoso lekipa ad sheyamas. So you're allowed to put him into a kippah, as we'll have later on. But then there are mamans. The kol elu shelokiblu alei and hasra. In all these cases where the hasra he did not accept, makin oso makas mardus, we give him rebellious lashes, makas mardus, hoil vichato mikol mako. Since he sinned, lamaisa he sinned. We can't give him the actual punishment that we want to, midaraisa, but you give him makas mardus. Afilu al iser shel divri sofri, makin oso makas mardus. Even on an Isser Durabanan, that is what we do, the end of Perek Yud Ches in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Again, we've discussed in the past also the Machlokas Rishonim, Makas Mardus, how many is that? Is that parallel? Is that patterned after Malkus Daraisa? Is it not? Is it worse? Maybe Achetetzi Nafsho. Ironically, it might be even more chamor in terms of the quantity. Okay, but that's the important sheet of the Rambam, Yud Ches Hey. Amar Rav Hanan. Second wine line. Eide Nara Hamarasa Shahuzmu E Neharagin. Rav Hanan says, Eide Nara Hamarasa. There are Eidin that says the Nara Hamarasa was Mizane, so they, Pashas, want to have her killed. Chiyav Skila, E Neharagin, they are not killed. They are not killed. Why not? Mitoch Shiachodon Lomar Loso Abaya Lavanu. Because they could say, well, we never had in mind to kill her. Right, we had in mind to just make her Asur Labaila, as we just discussed earlier. So, therefore, if they could say that, so, right, Eidim Zomim only get the punishment that they wanted to inflict. So here, they didn't want to inflict. At least they could say it. And Vitzilu Eida were Mako, and therefore, they cannot be killed, because they could say, La'osra Abaila, La'osra Abaila Banu. Vaha says, the Gravaha Asurba, but what do you mean? They gave Hasra. They gave Hasra. Don't you know that you're going to be killed? Delo Asra, no, they did not give the Asra. They didn't give Asra. Below Asra, but Hechi Mikdala. If they didn't give Asra, how could they be killed? And how is she killed? And Rashi is in him. And then it's Pashut that they're not killed because they weren't trying to kill her because there was no Hasra given. Answer, Bisha Chaveira, Valib de Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. As we had earlier, maybe it's like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, and it's like a learned woman. Titania, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chaver, Itzara Chasra, Lefishal Nitin Asra, Elahavchim, Mecholi Lamezid. A Chaver, a Talmud Chacham does not need Asra because he knows the difference. Asra is only to make sure that he's Mezid. And here, we can assume that he knows that it's wrong and therefore doesn't need Hasra. Right? Discussion is, does this mean the wife of a Talmud Chacham? Does it mean a learned woman? And therefore, we automatically assume that the wife of a Talmud Chacham knows also, or is it a learned woman herself? Isha Chaveira, right? That is a discussion. Tosfos says earlier, not here, but Tosfos back on the test, we had that it must be here that the Edim did not know, right? If we're talking about a case where no Hasra was given. If the Edim knew that he was an Isha Chaveira and that she doesn't need Hasra, then it's Ki'ilu Hasra was given, and then the whole thing wouldn't start. Then it would be that she can be killed, and then they can be killed. So it must be that, no, they didn't know. They didn't know. If you look back in the Moti Shemer Sukkis on the Tesim Abeis, Tosis, Dibra Maschel Eide Ha'av, Tosis says, Aval Hasam, meaning here, Lo Yad'i Shaisa Chaveira. Right, maybe they didn't know. Inami lo yadi the chaver in Tzara Hasra, or they didn't know that the chaver does not need Hasra. But either way, you have to say something that they didn't know, that there was going to be a Chiyav Misa, and that's why they could still say, La Osra Al Baila Banu. We came to Asa her. One more line. Vakiva de Inulo Mikdali, Ihechi Mikdala. One second. So we're saying she's an Isha Chaveira. So she has an Hasra to be killed. But they could say, La Osra Al Baila, and therefore they're not killed. But then how does that work? We know that she shouldn't be killed if they can't be killed. Why? Havila Edis Shi'iyato Yachal Azima. That's Edis that is not Hazamaable. You can't put him to death. And V'kol Edis Shi'iyato Yachal Azima Lo Shma Edis. Don't we say part of the definition of Edis, it has to be Yachal Lahazim. Right? And here, it can't, because the Edim will never be killed, because they could say Lo Shra Bailabanu. So therefore, the woman should never be killed. So the Gemara says, exactly right. That's what the Gemara, that's what Rav Chanan is saying. Hachanakamra is exactly what Rav Chanan meant. Mitoch she'ei neharagin, since they can't be killed, she'icholalomar lo sarabaya labanu, afiyena neharagas, tabila eid the she'iyat yachalazima, so too, she won't be killed. You're right, because the eidim aren't killed. So she won't be killed. She won't be killed either. The stop there for a moment. Tosfos at the beginning of Makos discusses this case as well as the case there at the beginning of Makos. What is considered hazama? Usually, the simple case of hazama is they will get the punishment exactly what they wanted to inflict on the defendant. But what if it's not so clear? What if it's impossible? Right? What's the first case in Makos? Right? Meidim on a mishploni, shu ben grusha ben chalutza. Right? They say that he is a chalal. So we don't say that he is a chalal. Ein omer, and the Mishnah says there, yas is a ben grusha ben chalutza. Doctor, the local rabbi, right? He gets Malkus. So Tosfos there, in the first Tosfos, discusses why should they get Malkus and why should their testimony be accepted? It's eidah shi'atayah chalazima, isn't it? As the Gemara here just asked. And Tosfos quotes our Gemara, right? If they're not getting exactly what the defendant is getting, they're getting Malkus, right, instead of the punishment, right? So therefore, why isn't that a violation? So Tosfos says, Kiva delokin havi kasher zamam, v'havi shaper atayacho lahazima. That is considered hazama, right? Just getting Malkus, that's good enough, Tosfos says, to explain that Mishnah there. So then Tosfos says, what about an Argamara? So Argamara did not accept that answer. Argamara just said, you're right. Vikasha, the imkain, asked Tosfos there. First Tosfos in Makos. My ka'amar, parakal yubotkin, gabe edinara marasa, di ilo miktala, kivan di inu lo miktali, mishun yuchon lo mar lo sa bay lavanu, favle eda shieta chalazima, umai ka'amar, vahamiko makom lokin. Why don't we just say they get Makos? That would be efshar lahazimam. So Tosfos says, there's a difference, v'yesh lomar, da hasam kivan sheba in l'chai v'misa, v'zamimu l'harogis ha'nefesh, lo mekayim kacha zomim b'malkus. Since they're coming to be mechayiv misa, possibly, and they were zoming to kill, so then Malkus is not good enough. Malkus is not good enough. Malkus is good enough for a status change of chalal, but not over there by misa, not in our case. V'yod yesh lomar, Tosfos says, t'gabe edes ben grusha ben chalutza, lo chashinan klal ba'atayot. Not that our Gemara is a problem, but that Gemara is a chiddush, right? Many times when Tosfos has two answers, you have to look at the difference in Tosfos is the two answers. What's the rule and what's the exception? So first answer of Tosfos here is that the our case is an exception, and the case in Makos is the rule. And the second answer flips it. V'yod yesh lomar, t'gabe edes ben grusha ben chalutza lo chashinan klal ba'atayot azima. T'mehecha d'nafkal and t'bidin edes atayot azima mikasher zamam. Right, v'hamuchak, the begorah, the kasher zamam, lo nechta v'gabe edes ben grusha. Right, it's a different, right, and he talks about it, and then he talks about it at the bottom, about the end of the toast, about mamzer. But either way, that's an important discussion about what is called hazama. Is it possible to have, can be considered kasher zamam, even if the eidim don't get exactly the same punishment? Like over there, just getting Malkus, would that be called eidah shi'achal hazima? 2 days in Tosfos in the beginning of Malkus. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ella Beisha. Now what did we just say? We just said, Rav Chanan, exactly, that's what he's saying, that the eidin Amarasa are not killed, because, and Memela, she's also not killed, because it's eidah shi'ata yachal azima. Says the Gemara, Ela Beisha chavir de kaimel and de miktala, ali bet Rav Yosef Yehuda eich mishkachaza. But don't we have a misora? The Rav Yosef Yehuda says that a isha chavir is killed even without Asra. So what's the case that she'll be killed? Shezinsa v'chazra v'zinsa. Oh, maybe it's a case where she was Mizana once. The Chazav is Issa, she's already Asura Labayla. So they can't Taina, they can't claim Lo'osra Bayla Banu, she's already Asura Labayla. So in that case, she would be killed, and they could be killed. Zinsa v'chazav izinsa. Says the Gemara, v'yichol nomar lo'osra bo'ala sheni banu. 1 minute. We know, the halacha is, Mishnah in Sota, k'shem she'asura laba'al kach asura laba'al. Not only is the woman Asura to her husband, but she's Asura to the one who she was Mizana with. So maybe that's what the Edom could claim. Well, we're coming to Asa her on the Boel Sheni. Says the Gemara, she's in some Boel Rishon. Oh, maybe she was Mizana with the same Boel. She's already Asura to that Boel. Inami, she's in some Mikroveha. or it was with one of her relatives. Either way, Lamaisa, she was already Asura, and therefore, they can't claim that. There is a discussion in the Achronim. The Shurim Shem Balachi here has a summary of it, and the Biurei Adaf also has a summary of it, all the Tshuvas, the Beis Ephraim, and the Shuvas Yaakov, and others, about the relationship between the Isser Labal and the Isser Laboel. Some suggest that the Isser Laboel is always tully on the Isser Labal. Only where the Isser Labal is created do we then say that there's an Isser Laboel. But if there's no Isser Labal that is created here, so then there's no Isser Laboel. And the question is, based on our Gemara. Our Gemara clearly seems to have a possibility that even though there's already an Isur Laba'al from an earlier Znus, an Isur Laboel, Laboel Sheni, the Gemara's had that suggestion, has that suggestion, right? So that's the discussion. The Maharas Sason says that it's totally on each other. Lagabi Adid Shal Kishem Shasur Laba'al Kachasur Laboel. Hayim Hu Zedavka Ba'ofan Shabal Nasar Adi Znuzu. Oh, no, Mard Hadin Shasur Laboel. Separately, Oz Namar de Zerlaboel, or Filu Ofan Shalon Asar de Kach Labal, Gamkin Asar Laboel. That was his Chakira. And the Shus Yaakov, Yaakov Reisher writes here in Chelek Aleph Simin Tzadi Dalid, he was looking at our Gemara. Our Gemara is Beferish. Our Gemara is Beferish that they're not connected. So the discussion, the Shara Ephraim and Reb Kiva Eger discuss how you could get out of our Gemara that it is not a riot. The Shara Ephraim says, well, maybe this is what they could claim, but not that it's true. That's a sugya relating to the Isser Labal and the Isser Liboel. Again, and those are things that we mentioned, like we mentioned earlier from the Maharik, those flow from the Maisa. That doesn't flow from the Hasra, the Isser Labal. Let's say a woman knows that she was Mezana Beratzon, she's Asur Labal and Asur Laboel, even if there are no Eidim. You know, whether she's trusted for others, that's a Shaila, right? So the Gemara talks about that. Maybe a woman is just Nasei Neba'achar. If a woman comes to Bezin and says, or comes to her husband and says, I was Mezana, and willingly I'm Asura to you. Maybe she just wants to marry somebody else. Maybe she was a Mezana. Maybe we don't have to believe her. Right? That's a question like the Mishnah talks about at the end of Nedarim, in that Sugya, and there are many tshuvas about this, about whether we trust a woman, or whether we trust an Eid Achad. Whether we trust the Boel. Right? If the Boel comes and says, I was Mezana with your wife. So Rachman al-Litzlan. So in all these cases, it's an important discussion. Okay. Finishing up this section, says the Gemara, Maisha Nara Ma'orasa did not got Afilu Nisuanami. So again, what's the Chiddush then, if we're saying that the issue is that she was the Znus from the Baal Rishon, Mikroveh, we're just trying to ask her on the Baal Sheni, so why does the Dafka say Nara Ma'orasa? Afilu Nisuanami, even a Nisua, should it make a difference? The Gemara says, you're right, El Afilu, the Chiddush is Nara Ma'orasa. Afilu Hai, Delo Yosva Tute, here by Nara Ma'orasa, they never lived together yet. So you might think there, would we trust them to say just Lo'osra Baila? What do you mean? They're not mutter yet. Yecholomar Lo'osra Baila Banu. Right? They're not mutter to each other yet. Still, the Chiddush is that we could say Lo'osra Baila Banu. There is a Machlokas Rishonim. Rov Rishonim we assume that the Isser of Aris La'arusa is an Isser Durabanan. That's the Rov Rishonim assume. There is a Shita Yeshana in the first paragraph of Maseches Ksubis around Dav Zayin or so. The Shita Yeshana and the Abu Drama thing also says that the Isser Oris La'arusa is an Isser Daraisa. Tremendous Chiddush. Right? Vitzivanu Alonu of Asalonas Arusos, as we say at a wedding. For Asalonas Arusos, Mida Araisa. That's when the chassan creates the erusin, that itself is going in the total opposite direction. First creating iser before the heter is created. Again, Rov assume that it's only Durabanan, but that is a little bit hinted to in this line here, that you might have thought that they're not really living together yet, so maybe they can't say El Asra Baila, Kamashlan, you can. Again, it's not a raya either way, but it's related to that machlokas, the Isser Labaila already between the Aris and the Arusa, is that an Isser Daraisa or an Isser Durabanan, right? Like that, like language of the Yerushalmi in Arve Pesachim, that before Sheva Brachas, before the Brachas, right, somebody eats matzah on Erev Pesach, it's like your Baal Arusa. So before Shev, you didn't make the Sheva Brachas. And the Achronim, what are the Sheva Brachas? Achilas Yadayim and Achilas Matzah and Achilas Maror. Right, all of the, not Amar, but the ones before Matzah. Asher Galanu goes to Rabbi Yosef Engel there, discusses that. But either way, this is related to the Isser Labayla. Finish the discussion of Hasra. Now back to the main issue of this parak so far, the issue of bedikos and chakiros and the different types of questions. Amar Rav Chizda, says the Gemara, Echad Omer B'Saif Harago, V'Echad Omer Ba'aririn Harago, one of the Edom say he killed him with a sword, one says he killed him with an axe, Ein Zenacho, that's contradictory, we throw them out. That is a basic detail that we need, and if there's a contradiction, we assume they're lying, we throw them out. But if there's a machlokes about what the person was wearing, black clothing or white clothing, that's nachon, right? That's considered nachon, as the pasuk says in the Torah, and therefore that's accepted. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, meisve, nachon, shiyehi nachon. It has to be nachon. What's nachon? Echad omer b'sayif harago. Ve'echad omer ba'aririn harago. Fine. But echad omer kelev shchor and echad omer kelev levanim. Ein ze nachon. Stira. The Braisa says, even if it's machlokes about what the guy was wearing. Black clothing, white clothing. Answer? No. That's not about what they were wearing. Tirgama Rav Chizda besudar shechan kubo. When it says black and white, that's a machlokes about which beged, what was the color of the strangulation utensil. Tahainu sayif aririn. I mean, it's the same issue, right? The clothing wouldn't be a problem. Wouldn't be a stira. Tashma, echad omer b'sandal of shchorin, v'echad omer b'sandal of levanim, ein zenachon. What about shoes? Right, same thing. Seems like a machlokes about what shoes they were wearing, black or white. Hasam nami, no, there too. Go chebot bo b'sandal of aharago. No, the issue is he kicked him with a sandal. So it's with the murder weapon. Same thing. Tashma, Maisa Ubadak Ben Zakai, but Ukse Te'ena, as the story that we had, right? Ben Zakai did bedikos with Ukse Te'ena, fat figs and skinny figs, right? So therefore, there too. Doesn't that seem like a detail? Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Goncha Akats Te'ena B'Shabbos. No, again, that's about the Guf Maisa Avera. A person did kotzer. That was the case. He was Machal Shabbos with kotzer. And the Allah, Kamikdal, about that. So you have to know exactly what he was Oker, Dava. Migidula, what was the code there? Iva Tanya, but don't we have Befeirus of Brisa? Armurlo Tachas Te'ena Harago. Don't we have the Brisa that says he killed him under the fig tree? It wasn't Chilul Shabbos. It was Ritzicha. So El Amar Rechama Kegon Sheshipto BeYichur Shel Te'ena. He stabbed him. It was a Ritzicha BeYichur Shel Te'ena with a the stem of the fig tree, and therefore it was important that this was to know exactly whether it was fat, the why, skinny. But again, all this for keeping the yisod of Rav Chizda. If it was just the detail of what the person was wearing, it wouldn't be a problem. Tashma, again, we'll try. Amar lanteina zu ukseha dakin ukseha gasin te'enam shacharas in levanos. You see black and white. Se'el amar of Yosef, mi ben zakei lo sevinish. Shani ben Zakai, to bedikos kechakiras ma'ashvilei. What's the answer? You're right. Don't ask a kasha on Rav Chizda. This is ben Zakai shita. Ben Zakai is mashveh, equalizes bedikos and chakiros. That's a different shita than Tanaim. And therefore, Rav Chizda does not have to hold like him. Stop there for a moment. There is the machlokas that we had here in the Gemara was about the murder weapon. Machlokas, the stiras, he throw him out of court. What if somebody says any odea? What if one says saif and the other one says I don't remember? So is that, the Gemara does not talk about that case. That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivin. The Rambam and the Raivin in Hilchas Eidus, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, says the Rambam. V'chein ma'igot, ma'beim chakiris lebedikos. Start with the beginning. V'chakiris lebedrishos. Im kivein ho'echad es eduso, v'eid ha'shini amr eini odeya, edusa betela. When it comes to chakiros, somebody says eini odeya, so then you throw them out. Avo bibedikos, afilu shneim amr eini odin edusa kayemes, as the Mishnah said. By bedikos, even if they both say we don't know, their edus is accepted. Ubizvanshi machishin zeze, afilu bibedikos edusa betela. But if they're contradict, their edus is batal even by bedikos. Then he gives examples. Heidu shaharag zed zeh. Va'amar ha'ed ha'echad shenechar b'shevua ploni, b'shana ploni, b'chodesh ploni. V'chulu, let's get to the one that's important for us. V'chein ha'ed ha'sheni kivein eduso. B'kol, chutz men ha'shos. The second aid agreed, except for the hour. Sh'amar eini yodea b'kama b'shos ha've b'yom. O shekivein ha'sasha v'amar eini yodea b'maharago. V'lo he'vanti b'kli shahaya b'yado. I didn't catch the murder weapon. I was yelling from the back. Edusim betela. The Rambam paskins, eini yodea by the murder weapon is edus batel. Says the Raivit, ta'abaze, ki abedikos, imamar eini yodea, eini edusim betela. Right, the Raivit says, that's a bedika. Right, that's not a chakira. So therefore, it shouldn't be batel. So that's the lech of the Achronim say, maybe this is similar to chakiras though. This is the murder weapon. It's about the guf maisa averas. The Rambam says, even edusim betela on that would be a problem. Good. So the Gemara says, Ben Zakkai compares Bedikos to Chakira. So Man Ben Zakkai. Which Ben Zakkai is this? Who are we talking about? So Elim, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Is it the famous Ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai? So Miyavi Ben Sanhedrin. Is it possible Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was the one who was the dying at this time? Was he ever part of the Sanhedrin during the Fashas? Do the math. Doesn't work. Vatanya, the Bryce says, it's called Shalosh Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Me'av Esrim Shana, he lived to 120. Arbaim Shana Asa Beprak Batia, the first 40 years, he was involved in business. The Mefarshim say, doesn't mean only, must have learned also. He didn't like start learning Alabez when he was 40, but he was also involved in business. Beis Shana Lamad, and then after that, 40 years just learning. Arbaim Shana Limed, and then 40 years just teaching and being the leader. Vitanya, and we learned in the Bryce, Arbaim Shana Kodim Chorban Abayis, for 40 years before the Chorban. Golsa Sanhedri v'yashal abachanus. Already 40 years before the Churban, the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas Agazis and stayed in a place called Chanus. Rashi says it's a place in Yerushalayim. V'yamar v'yisla baravdimi lomar shlodana dinei knasis. And when they moved there, they didn't do dinei knasis. Dinei knasis l'akadaydach. Really? Why not? Ela shlodana dinei nefashis. They didn't judge dinei nefashis for those 40 years before the Churban. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai lived after the Churban. He was the one that made all of those takanas of Zechel Mikdash. So you see, there was no overlap. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai wasn't the head, he wasn't limeid until the last 40 years of his life, and that didn't overlap with the time that the Sanhedrin was in the Lishkas Agazis. So the Gemara said, Ela Ben Zakkai da Alma. Okay, it must be just a different Ben Zakkai. Hokarav Mistavra. And also it makes sense that it wouldn't be Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. The Isakadadach Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Because if it was, Karele Rebbe Ben Zakkai, would Rebbe in the Mishnayos call him Ben Zakkai? Not Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So therefore, it must be a different Ben Zakkai. Says the Gemara, Vatanya Maisu Badek Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai books to him. We have a Befeir Shem Raisa that says it was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So that's hard to get out of. So the Gemara says, Ella, Tamana Yoshev Lefnei Rabo Havi. Really, the first, during the middle years, he was still a Talmud. He was sitting in those rows. V'yamar Milsa, Umistav Lutaimi. See, he said something which they liked, and he said in front of the Dayanim, and they liked what he said. V'kavu Abishmei, so even later on, they called it after his name. So, Kiavi Lomad Ben Zakkai Havi, Kari Lekatamana Yoshev Lefnei Rabo. When he was in those middle 40 years, they called him Ben Zakkai, and that's when he made the suggestion, and that's why they still called him that name even later. Kavi Limeid Havi Kari Le Ben Kavi Le Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Ki Kari Le Ben Zakkai Al Shem Demei Kara. Ben Zakkai was the middle years. Ki Kari Le Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Al Shem Tahashta. Like now, but the story happened when he was still a Talmud, and that's why he was called Ben Zakkai in the Mishnah. 2 points. Number one, the Rashba. The Rashba has it's fascinating in terms of historical. The Rashba has a tshuva. Where's the Rashba has a tshuva in Chelek Hey Simon Reish Lamed Ches. Seems to be a letter to a Talmud who was in a certain kehila who needed some chizik. Sounds like the kehila was doing a lot of things wrong and he was upset that he couldn't fix it all at one time. And the Rashba was giving him chizik. Don't think you have to say, you know, scream at them every single day about everything. You know, everything in its proper time. Just go slowly. Says the Rashba. Da kiloshen racha tishbar garim. Right, a soft tongue. Ve notlin kala chavala biyachad. Viachar kavanas alev advar mamurim. Hine zos shema'ane. Dalacha od. Ki efshar linhog b'chol anashem midachas. Not everybody is ready for the same reaction by a rabbi. The Zacharna inyan David. Adoneinu malkeinu. Think about David HaMelech, says the Rashba. Asher nag laha'alim eino miyoav vishimi. Viafavishayu b'nei maves. Right, he could have killed them on the spot. He doesn't. He delayed. He knew it wasn't the proper time. Va'taina sha'amar, and the taina that they said to him, ki ayom yadati shani melech al Yisrael, ki l'chol zman misuman, here's his key line, ve'halamas ayin min ha'over le'itim mitzvah. Sometimes looking away is the right thing to do. V'hakol afi tzorach hashah, v'yachacha ma'alim ayin le'itim bekalutz, v'ani ro'esh et tzorach shi'ischazik inyin atakanis betchila, v'lo yikanis v'machlokas. Make little rules, slowly, slowly. Make little rules, try to make some headway. Get them on your side. Make them like you, the Rashba says. And afterwards, it'll happen. Where do you see this from? The Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin knew why the Sanhedrin moved. Right, well, they knew there were too many rotschim, Rashi says here. And therefore, they couldn't deal with it. So what'd they do? They should have just killed everybody? No. They knew that wasn't what the door needed. Fincha roe, ki golsa sanhedrin mimkoma, ki deisa, ki deishalitz tarchu, lerabos, lervos bedinin nefashos, but they shiro derabu haratzchanim. And what? They should have done the opposite. No. They recluse themselves. Kol shekein anu she'ein banu koach midin Torah ladin bedinin nefashos va'aflo bedinin knasos el tzarach hasha. For the lavar al the divrei Torah alas a siyag la Torah, which we will we'll get to. V'mashtika litim legeder ein kan siyag b'chazaka yidaka hefech zeo eitzasi. Do it softly. Small doche v'yimin mekareves. He quotes the Gemara. Ula yizku v'yashuvu midarkam harav v'rasham odinam. Halavai, it should work, but take it easy, take it slow. The Rashba quotes this Gemara in Chizek to his Talmud. Right, sometimes you can't just bop them over the head and assume they're gonna change everything right away. Good. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, also we know, was the Gadol Hador of the time, even though, remember, the Gemara in Sukkah, he was the smallest Talmud of Hillel. Right, remember the Gemara in Sukkah, on Daf Chaf Chesam and Aleph, where it says that Hillel Zakein had 80 students, Shlosha Mehem Barim Shatishra Aleim Shechina, Kamosha Rabbeinu, 30 of them were so great, 30 of them were like Yoshua, Beinonim, the middle ones, Gadol Shebekulon, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uziel, Katan Shebekulon, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and it says all the amazing things that he knew, but as we've quoted in the past from Rav Gifter, but he was the smallest Talmud, but he was the Gadol Hador. He was the one that made all the Takanis. The answer is, you don't have to be the greatest, just knowledgeable person to be the Gadol Hador. You have to have that, but you also have to be the greatest transmitter of the Torah relating to people. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had. He not only had a tremendous amount of Torah, but he also had the ability to give it over. Fine. Finally, the last point, Reuven Margolis comments that, interesting, it could be, doesn't say for sure, that Ben Zakkai wasn't even his father's name. Maybe they just called him Ben Zakkai because he was the one that when he was a Talmud, he mentioned the Zchus, and that's when he got the nickname Ben Zakkai. And then when he got older, they kept that. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. It's interesting that Rabbi Margolis writes that in one of his Sfarim as well. Okay, weiter, two dots. Says the Gemara Maisu, Badek v'chulu ma ben chakiris v'chulu. Mai afilu shnayim omrim. Even if two people say eini yodea, the Mishnah says it's okay. So the Gemara says pshita. Ki amar echad eini yodea dusa kayemes. If one says, I don't know, we keep the edus. Ki amar beitrei nami dusa kayemes. What's the chiddush? One, two, if they all say eini yodea, the edus should still be accepted. So Amar Rav Sheish is our Reisha Ka. You're right, it's referring really to the Reisha. V'achin kamar, this is how you should understand. The Yad Ramah says, chisure mechsera. Bechakiros, afilu shnayim omrim yadanu, vechad omr eini odea idusin betela. By chakiros, it's going on the ratio, the first type of questions. If somebody says eini odea, if two say good, right, there are three eidim for some reason, right, three came together. Two say we know, and one says I don't know, we still throw it out. Kiman, Rabbi Akiva, the Makas Shlosha L'Shnayim. We know from Akiva Shita in Makas on Dafei that why did Api Shnayim or Shlosha Edim? So we compare two to three, right? And Nimsa Echo Gravel Apostle Dusa Bethelo. So here, if you only had two Edim and one said any Odea, we'd throw them both out. So here too, also, if you have three Edim and one said any Odea, Edusan is Bethelo. Omar Rava says, Rava Vahayedusan Kayemes Ktani. But fine, you can say some words are missing, but this is exactly the opposite. It's Edusan Kayemes, not Edusan Patela. So El Omar Rava Hachikama. Rava said, no, this is how the Mishnah should read. Afilu Bachakiros, the opposite. Shtaim Omer Miadana Vachad Omer Eni Odea Edusan Kayemes. Come on to look Rabbi Akiva. Against Rabbi Akiva, as long as you have two that know, even if one says Eni Odea, the third one, that is not a problem, that does not affect. The Rambam's psak here is a little difficult, pointed out by the Nosei Kalim. The Rambam paskins like this, right? If there's three by Chakiros, one says Eni Odea, if this is Kayemes, but the problem is, Gemara says here to look Rabbi Akiva, but we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So, how does that work? The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva in Maseches Makos, and here he says, if the third one says Eni Odea, it's okay. Right, so how do you get out of that? So the Meiri talks about this problem. The Lecha Mishnah asked the Kasha, but the Meiri says it must be that Eini Odea wouldn't be a problem of Nimsa Echad Karov Apostle. What does he say? The Alpha Bishamakamacher Hukshu Shlosh Lishnayim, this is the Meiri, Ein Adin Kein Be Eini Odea, Shekoshu Omer Eini Odea, Bechem and Advarim, Shazama Tuya Bahem, Hare Eduso Kamoshe Eino. The ein edus ha'acherim mishtal sheles le'eduso klau. What does that mean? We've quoted this in the past. There's a difference between eid pasul and not an eid at all. If somebody says eini odea, they're not an eid. It's not an eid pasul. Nimsa echad karov o pasul edusim betela. Nimsa echad karov o not an aid, doesn't say Edusan Betela. Says the Meiri, if the third aid says eini odea, he's not an aid. And that's why he could still hold like Rabbi Akiva, if there's Nipsa Echad by the three, and still hold like this Gemara. Okay. Rav Kana, Rav Safra, Matanu Sanhedrin, Bei Rabba. They were learning Sanhedrin in the Yeshiva of Rabba. Pagavu Rabbi Rachama met them. Amar Lahu, Mayam Risu Baba Sanhedrin, Bei Rabba. Nu, tell me something that you learned in the base Medrash. Amri Lei, Mayam Rina, Baba Sanhedrin, Great Asa. Umay Kasha Lucha. Well, you have a problem? You have any problem with, the Mesecha Sanhedrin anyway? Amarlei mehadiktani. Well, I see the following question: Ma ben chakiros lebedikos our Mishnah chakiros echad omer eni yodea edusim etela bedikos ech amar echad eni yodea b'fiel shayim omer ein onu yodin edusim kayemes. The difference between chakiros and bedikos michdi, but asks Rami Brachama idividi daraisehi. Both bedikos and chakiros are daraisa types of questions. Maishta chakiros and maishta bedikos. So why is there a difference in halacha between them? That was the question that he asked these two, Rav Kana and Rav Safra. Amar le, so they answer him, Hachi Asha, wait a minute. They're both daraisa, but they're different kinds of questions. Bichakiros, Amar echad eni odedus and batela, why? Because that's edus. If you say eni odea, that it's not subject to hazama, and therefore, that's why it's not accepted. Bidikos, Amar echad eni odea. If somebody says that at a side point, eni odea, edus akayemes, edus atayokal azima, it's still able to be huzam. So he gave them that answer. Amarlu, he says, Shurim Rechama says to them, wow, ihachi amrisuba, tuba amrisuba, great. Great shot, thank you. Amrile, they answer him, Mitivusa demar amina batuva. Minizihusa demar lo amina bavalochada. Because you had a great attitude and you were maskim, you know, that's why it's great. If you would have, like, rejected us, then we wouldn't have said anything. What does that mean? What's going on here with this conversation? Says the Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner says, we know there's a concept, Ha'omer davar b'shem amro, mevi geula la'olam. Says the Aruch Laner, but what if I know that the person who I'm talking to is going to scream and argue and be mevaza, the one that I'm quoting? So then the Aruch Laner says, I have to be careful. I shouldn't say it b'shem amro, especially if it's my Rebbe. If I'm quoting my Rebbe and I know the listener is going to reject what my Rebbe says and I'm not going to be able to defend it, I shouldn't say it b'shem amro. That's what they were nervous about. That's what they're nervous about. He says, you learned it from Esther. Esther first told Achashverosh, and then Esther says afterwards, oh yeah, Mordechai said it. That's the whole source. To call Omer davar b'shem amro, tahaynu shebitchila yomar adavar v'im tiasher oz yomar b'shem amro, kemosha asta Esther, and hayu misyayim lomar davar b'shem rabam, says the Aruch Laner. D'shema rak lekanter ba, ulevazo says divar b'yochan av rabon. Maybe he was just going to be mavazeh. So at the end, when he says, oh, grape shot, they say, okay, now we realize, you know, it's a good thing that we said it, and you have respect for our Rav, and that's why everything works out. Acharesha yashar divrehem be'enav omer lui hachi amrisun ba im kein hutzrach lehutal alein lomar beizvarim ha'echad sheyodiyu lo v'sharabam omer kein v'lo shalahemu v'beiz litintam lama asu. And that's the background of the Gemara here, says the Aruch Laner, because they were trying to be makbid for their Rebbe's kav. Good, a little bit more. Echad omer chulu. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had discussed, if they're off by 1 hour, it's okay. If they're off by 2 hours, it's not okay. If they're off by 1 day, it's okay. Because one knew about the double the Rosh Chodesh, one didn't. Off by 2 days, not. Ad kama, how far into the month do we give them to be off? You know, eventually they'll know about the Rosh Chodesh. Amar Abacha Bar Chanina, Amar Vasi, Amar Yochanan, Ad Rubo Shel Chodesh. You give them until the majority of the month. Rubo Shel Chodesh. Amar Rava, Afanana Mitanina, we also learned it in a Braisa, or in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, day 3 and 5, the Edus is Batel. VMI, why? Maybe they're off. They don't know about two Rashi Chodesh. Elav, it must be because there's a limit. Mishum Deruba Yada. It must be our Mishnah assumes that once you get to the majority of the month, so then that's the limit. Says the Gemara, no raya dafka from our Mishnah. Liolam emalacha b'rubanami lo yada. Maybe even after the most of the month, he doesn't know. The next month, you have to know. Ubishipura yada. Right? But the person knows about the shofar, meaning the announcement of the Rosh Chodesh. V'chad shipura amar detoy, betray shipura lo amar detoy. People make mistakes about one Rosh Chodesh. It's not going to mess up two. And therefore, there's no raya that there's a limit to the majority of the month. It could be even afterwards. But because the Gemara just got into the majority of the month, the first half of the month, the second half of the month, that is why tomorrow's daf is all about the daf, the amud in Shas, about Kiddush Levana. So again, I'll have to stop here. B'ez Hashem, by the toy, it'll be put up from the last cycle. B'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up and get into a regular rhythm now back in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we will stop here.